I hope you have a lovely Monday, and I also hope you got to enjoy some love yesterday as part of Valentine's Day, whether it's self-love, love for friends, family, your partnerships, your pets, your home, or just an appreciation for life in general. I think this Valentine's Day, definitely my experience of what I was giving out and receiving yesterday, was all about remembering our connection to each other, that deep love, respect, and, you know, beautiful energy that we have in our relationships. And I think this year in particular, because we've had a year of restrictions and limitations about physical connection with those that we truly love, it's like people wanted to really make that more and celebrate it yesterday. So I hope you got to experience that. And if you didn't get to experience that, I would even take today to think about what aspects of yourself you love about yourself, love about people in your life. What are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? Because love is literally what makes the world go round. And I think we're seeing that deep, deep connection to one another now. And it got me thinking about today's teaching, because as we're trying to move with the flow of life and move into alignment with life so that we can feel calmer in ourselves, create more in our life, and also have space for ourselves and listen to our intuition and our higher voice or our inner guidance or gut feeling, whatever you want to call it, we have to look at what we're connected to. Because the flow of life is all aspects of life. It's not just us in our physical body. It's the earth that we're standing on, that our houses are built on, that our food is grown from. It's the nature that is grown from that place within the earth, as we look to the sky and the clouds and the stars and the planets. And then as we look to each other and how we're connected, who we're connected to, who are we not connected to. So we're talking about coming into a place within ourselves. We also have to look what that connection truly means. We want to be connected to the earth, and we want to be connected above. As that expression goes, as above, so below. But we've got to take into every single aspect what we're connecting to. So today I'd like you to think about this very simple teaching today. What are you connecting to? Are you connecting into a space of gratitude for the earth and the planet and the world that we live in? Or do you just take that for granted, like most of us do, myself included? Are you connecting into the animals in your life? Are you connecting into the people in your life, even with the restrictions? Are you connecting into the sense of what it is to be alive? And I don't mean that in a really cheesy way, but, you know, to have the privilege of being here in your body, in this moment in time, actually, when the world is going through such huge changes and we're moving into such a different age, that your soul chose for you to be here at this time to experience this. And it may feel really difficult, but we're going through something really wonderful as well. So that's all I want you to think about today, because this is a really important part of your connection to yourself and your flow to yourself. Imagine you have little branches, maybe, or roots, let's say, going out from your feet, and the roots are flowing along the ground and they're connecting into those things. What are they? Because also connecting into negative energies, having negative connections with people that aren't good for you, not having a connection to certain things, those roots being cut off at the base, you know, and you're not filtering that your energy into those beautiful spaces. So looking at that as well. So I wish you a beautiful Monday and look forward to talking.